This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But today is a big day. Goodyear, Arizona. Pitchers and catchers, you know where they are. They are at the complex and they are ready to roll. And so is like 75% of the team. So let's get a little more insight from the desert. And we are joined by Mandy Bell from MLB.com. She covers the Indians and she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mandy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you excited? It's just like the first day of school for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's. I was just counting down the minutes until I could get here. I was so bored during the off season. I'm just so excited to have baseball back now.
Congratulations. when you look at this team, on the surface, you might think, all right, well, Trevor Bauer's not here and Corey Kluber's not here. So, boy, that pitching might not be as good, except they really weren't here all of last year, Mandy, and when they weren't terrific. Should you worry about this starting rotation, or are you confident in what you saw last year that it can be repeated this year?
I think it's hard not to be confident. I mean, like you said, it seems like it would have been a recipe for disaster whenever you start thinking about all the injuries that they went through. I mean, you forget that Mike Clevinger missed the first 2 months of the season because of an upper back strain, and you had Trevor Bauer get traded halfway through the year. Corey Kluber missed the majority of the season, going down with that fractured forearm on May 1st. I mean, everything that they went through, it seemed like they shouldn't have been able to push through all of that, but they did, and you had guys like Aaron Cervalli and Zach Plesac step up. They've seen so much from their pitching depth, and I think it's the only thing that you can feel is optimism whenever you look at that. They have even more. They have Logan Allen. They have Scott Moss. They have a whole bunch of different starters and, of course, guys that we probably don't even have on our radars right now, like Plesac and Cervalli. Both weren't really on anyone's radars to start the year last year, and the role they played last year was absolutely incredible. So I think that you can only feel confident about the starting rotation, the depth, all of it, even without Bauer and Kluber.
You mentioned Allen and Moss. Do you expect them to be factors here and possibilities for the rotation, Mandy, or do you think they're going to AAA and break glass in case of emergency, guys?
I don't think that they would be in the mix right away. I think it's going to come down to Adam Plecko, Zach Plesac, and Aaron Cervalli for those final two spots. You know Clevinger, Bieber, and Carrasco are going to be in there. So for those last two spots, I think it's going to come down to the three of them, Plecko being a big one because he's out of options now. So you can't start him in AAA. So you either have to put him in the bullpen, you put him in the rotation, or you have to DFA him. And I don't think the Indians have any intentions of doing that, at least at this point. So I think if he goes into that fourth or fifth spot, you need to then go between Cervalli and Plesac. And Tito's already said, if it comes down to those guys, he's hinted at the fact that he doesn't want to throw a young starter in the bullpen. He doesn't think that's going to benefit him. So if either of them don't make the rotation, I think they're going to start the year in AAA, which that's going to be a tough pill to swallow if you're them after everything that they went through last year at the big league level.
Hey, Mandy, how is Carlos Carrasco? I mean, we're all sitting here saying, I hope he's going to be the three starter. I think he's going to be the three starter. Where are we on the, you know, how's he feeling scale more than anything?
I mean, asking him, we talked to him at Tribe Fest even, and he was just beaming. I mean, he cannot hide his excitement to be back or hide the fact of how thankful he is to be back. I think he's ready to put everything from last year in the rearview mirror and just move up forward. But he said that he's 100% right now. He feels great. He feels he's back to full strength. And Tito said over the offseason a couple times that Carrasco had sent him some video of him out throwing and just doing some workouts and just texting and saying how pumped he is to be back. They're not putting any expectations or anything like that on him because they don't think that's fair to him. But it seems like the general consensus among everybody is that he'll be fine to be back in the rotation.
Mandy Bell joining us from MLB.com. Goodyear, Arizona. Indians pitchers and catchers reporting today. Domingo Santana needs to report to a team somewhere, Mandy, and it looked like that team might be the Indians. This guy was really hot last year early on for Seattle. He's really shown a lot of power in the past. Is he going to be an Indian?
I think so, yes. I mean, they're just working their way through, trying to come to some sort of terms and working through the physical process. But it seems like that will end up happening at some point, maybe this week, by the end of the week. I'm not sure exactly how quickly this process is going to go. But my guess is that a deal will get done, and he will be reporting here at some point whenever that does happen.
And if he does and all that happens, he's got to be a starter somewhere, right? You don't pick up a bat like that and not have him in the lineup every day. But you could also say the same thing about Franmil Reyes, who could hit 40 home runs if he's out there every day somewhere. How would you see that playing out with two corner outfield positions and a DH spot to be juggled between Santana, Reyes, Carlos Santana, and maybe Jake Bowers?
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough balancing act. I mean, you start to have a lot of similarities in players that are starting to overlap a little bit. It seems like Domingo Santana would be very similar to somebody like Franmil Reyes. They have the power. You want their bats in the lineup, but maybe their defense isn't quite up to par as what you would want it to be. Reyes took it upon himself this offseason go out and to lose some weight, to try to be as agile as possible. He wants to improve his defense. I mean, it's no secret for anybody that's his weakness is his defensive abilities. And so he went out, he lost 18 pounds. He said he was fearful that would, you know, counteract all of everything he's done to build up the power offensively. But he said he has never felt more powerful than what he does at the plate right now. He found the balance for all of that. And I guess the Indians now just have to sort of wait and see how he plays out in spring training. If he can show that his defense has improved and they can put him in a corner outfield spot more often than them just pigeonholing him into a DH role, I think that could be a big factor for them, because Santana isn't a great defensive outfielder either. I mean, you look at his stats and you have Statcast outfield outs above average stat, and he ranked second to last in all major league outfielders last year.
Is that bad? Is that bad, Mandy?
Yeah, it's not great. So it's going to be an interesting mix, and if you have to choose between the two of them, I know they're probably going to hope that Reyes can turn things around a little bit, so then maybe Santana could shift into that DH role, and then Jake Bowers gets into a tough spot because mm-hmm. less outfield spots, and he's obviously behind Santana at first. So it's like a huge jigsaw puzzle. In the next 6 weeks, the Indians have to try to put it all together.
All right, Mandy, let me throw this one at you, because the Poobah was talking with us this morning. That's our boss, Andy Roth. I don't know if you're familiar with him. If you're not, you're a lucky person. But he handed me the Pecota standings, and that's analytics that kind of says to you before the season starts where it thinks teams are going to land and how they'll do this season. And it had the Indians winning 86 games. Did you see it or not? Before I have to explain it. But it had the Indians winning 86 games, going 86-76. And, you know, coming in second place and not making the playoffs. And the analytics of this, if it's right, it makes you wonder if they should make a move quicker with Francisco Lindor. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I mean, I think that they are going to have to make an early decision and see how they start the year and if they think that they're truly going to be a contender or not, because this July might be the last chance for them to really capitalize on someone like Lindor. I mean, you've watched everything that happened with Mookie Betts this past offseason and what it's like to try to move somebody with only 1 year of control left. So I don't know. I think if they get off to a better start than what they did last year, it could end up paying out well, and they could hold on to him, and it might be worth it to try to make a run this year. But there's just so much unknown because the players are so young, and there's so many questions going into this spring training that it's hard to get a gauge of whether or not that 86 would be accurate, or will they be a little bit north of it like last year, or fall a little bit short of it. It's tough to know, but they are returning a lot of the same players from last year. A lot of them are having a little bit more experience than what they had as rookies last season. And you would think because of that 93 wins like they got last year would be attainable once again.
Hey, Mandy, does the thought that Lindor may not be here or could be on the block during the season, how does that affect the psyche of the clubhouse?
I don't know. It's tough because it seems like they've been able to be really, really good over the past few years, especially when you have guys like Trevor Bauer and Corey Kluber who are on the trade market for a couple off seasons now. It seems like they're pretty good at putting the blinders up and staying focused. And I think that that would be the same this year. But I don't know. Francisco Lindor is a different type of player. I mean, he's a tremendous leader. You have someone like Oscar Mercado who came up last year and credited Frankie for so much of his ability to snap himself out of slumps whenever he'd fall into it. He said that he got a lot of advice from Lindor last year. So that type of stuff is invaluable whenever you start looking at how young this roster is and what he can bring off the field and just with the mentality and stuff, just as a leader in the clubhouse. So it might be a little bit different for him, and maybe that will wear on the team a little bit more. But my guess is that they've been this good at putting up the blinders so far that they'll be able to do it again.
Mandy Bell is joining us from MLB.com. She covers the Indians. Give me, I have two guys I need to ask you about. Could they make the team? How can they make the team? Do you expect them to make the team? Bradley Zimmer, first of all.
I don't see that happening, no. I mean, it's a tough spot for him to be put in. The Indians wanted him to play winter ball over the off season, and he insisted that he needed to have a normal off season because of everything that he had gone through over the last year with everything with rehab and all that type of stuff. He did come to Cleveland a good bit to take part in their swing camps, and he did some extra work, but I think that they want him to get some actual game experience before he comes back to the major league level. And when you already have 9 outfielders on your 40-man before you add Domingo Santana possibly to the mix, it's going to be hard to see him being one of the top 4 or 5 with that extra 26-man roster spot that you can have a little bit more wiggle room with. But I don't see him making the team opening day.
Triple-A or being cut?
I'd say Triple-A.
Okay. And Bobby Bradley?
He's in another situation. Now, before Domingo Santana got thrown into the mix, it was easier to see how it would just say, all right, there's going to be a position battle basically for Jake Bowers and Bobby Bradley. It's going to be that backup first base DH spot.
Right.
And Bowers brings a little bit more versatility, being able to go out into the outfield. But if Bradley would have been able to show stuff with his bat a little bit more than Bowers, I could see them taking him right out of camp. But now, if you have Santana in the mix, who could likely play a little bit more DH than both of them, I don't see it for happening for Bradley either. It's going to be tight. Now, that's, of course, that Santana actually ends up getting signed by the Indians. But right now I'm going to say no to both.
Mandy, thank you very much. Enjoy your couple weeks out there in Goodyear. And, of course, we'll read your stuff at MLB.com every day. Thanks,
sunscreen.
Mandy.
Sunscreen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
okay.
Mandy.
Mandy Bell from MLB.com, and she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 21.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.